Today, we're actually going to brew a batch of beer.
Hi guys, and thanks for tuning in to the Irish Beer Snob podcast. This week I'd like to thank Mark Malloy at Antrimman on Twitter and Instagram for supplying the beers for us tonight. They're from Hillstown Brewery, so in front of us we have a fruit tea IPA called Saturn and Saucer, and we also have a West Coast IPA called Henrietta the Hen.
Good names.
Yeah, aren't they just?
Nice labels too. So thanks to Mark who gave us these while we were down at Hagstravaganza in Sligo there a couple of weekends ago.
Pass the bottle opener there, honey.
So we're going to open up first the Saturn and Saucer Fruit Tea IPA.
Yep.
Which is a collaboration with the Middletown Coffee Company.
And this is in bottle form and it's 4.5% ABV.
Yeah, so it's a collaboration summary IPA. Well, there's definitely peach in that.
Oh yeah, Jesus.
That's immediately peach.
Ooh.
I'm just going to read the...
There's a bit of blurb on the side of the bottle.
Well, I'm not going to read the bit about excessive drinking can cause harm. I think we kind of know that already. Let me see. So they actually have the illustrator's website on the side, which is really cool, actually. So the lads up in Hillstown, based up in Antrim in Northern Ireland, and they started brewing to brew beer for their beef to make a affordable Wagyu, as we all know Wagyu are the cows that are in Japan, that are massaged and fed ale on a daily basis. I can think of worse lives, to be honest.
Jesus, I can't even get a massage.
Are you saying you're a cow? So what we have here is an IPA with Waterloo peach tea, and they've also chucked in proper peaches and nectarines pre and post fermentation. So you can safe to say this is a peachy one, and also using Citra hops. So all I can smell is peaches.
All I can get is peach. Lovely colour though, a little bit hazy.
It's really nice.
It's kept its head well since pour.
Yeah, sure. Right. Cheers.
Cheers.
If you didn't like peach, you wouldn't like the smell.
Oh, Jesus, that's lovely. Very, very light. Lovely body feel to that, mouth feel.
It's a very summery drink.
Very much so. That's an easy drinker. Mine's nearly gone.
Relax, love. We've a good bit to get through and we only have two beers. So
we might have to hit pause and grab another one from the fridge.
Oh, dear God. So, main reason we're doing the podcast is obviously we're going to catch up on what we've done for the last couple of weeks, but literally in the last couple of days, the World Beer Awards announcements of the winners of styles and country winners. So, we have a bit of a list to get through, so bear with us while we fly through this. So, these are all the country winners and the medals they've gotten. So, we'll just get going there whenever.
Well, we will have the link in the show notes for this and obviously all the other country winners, because there's like fucking pages worth of this crap. But we really just want to shout out to our Irish crew.
Yeah, so obviously World Beer Awards are a well recognised
where
awards.
Are they actually held?
London.
Alright.
Yeah, so I know.
Are they held in London every year?
Yeah. Yeah.
Why don't they move the whole thing around? You know, if it's World Beer Awards, why can't it be held in different cities?
Why don't you email the World Beer Awards and see why?
I might just do that.
So we have a few winners. So there's dark beers, light beers. So what we have first is English Brown Ale McNutty, the macadamia nutted from Lochgill up in Sligo.
Congratulations.
Yeah. Obviously, it goes without saying congratulations. So lager's a hard style to brew. Country winner for the amber style is Galway Hooker's Amber Lager. And then Czech style pale, Mont Irish Pilsner were the country winners, deservedly so. and 8 Degrees, one of our favourites, the Barefoot Bohemian, won a bronze.
And that's the one we revisited recently.
Yeah, I revisited Barefoot in Underdog recently. I'd not had it in ages, and it was tasting really good. Now, I will say that the best Pilsner I've drank, I'd agree wholeheartedly with Mount Irish Pilsner being the best.
Yes, because we had that down at the Killarney Beer Festival. We also tasted it when O'Brien's and Nace had their craft beer festival, and that's when we first tried his new recipe. We've always been, fans of Michael from Mont for quite some time, but he's tweaked the recipe in that Pilsner, so I'm absolutely delighted that he's actually...
Yeah, it's hard work, well done.
He's got recognition for that, which is amazing. Then for the pale beer category, the barley wine, Irish Punch-Up Series number 1, Irish Slow Barley by Lochgill, right?
Yeah, one of their limited edition big cans. We don't see a huge amount of that down here, so...
Well, that's only new as far as I know. No,
I'm not sure. I know they've got a Flanders Red
Flanders Red is the one that I'm looking forward to.
Yeah, we don't see a huge amount of their stuff down here beyond their car range.
No. But we did see it though. It was in carryout.
Yeah, but that's the car range. I didn't see. I don't recall seeing one of the big ones. But there's a whole range of these mad experimental beers, and it's great to see that, you know, they've been rewarded for experimenting. I suppose it might be the only barley wine entry in the country, so it might have won by default in that sense.
No, it doesn't matter. Fair play to them. Saison, Boyne Brewhouse. Congratulations, guys.
Yeah, like that Saison. Richie and Andrew have done a great job there since they've taken over. Golden Ale, Rising Sun's Changeling. So that's
never had it.
That's a really good beer because they change the hops in it every time they make it. So it's actually, that's why they call it Changeling. Double IPA, no surprises. McGargle's Double Bagging IPA. The lads down there know how to brew hoppy beers.
Yeah, and again, another brewery that I'm delighted got recognition for what they do. We are friends of the lads that brew the beers, and yeah, well done. And then in the IPA category, Wicklow Brewery was overall winner for their WB40. I've yet to try that one also.
Yeah, I must keep an eye out on O'Brien's. I think it's an O'Brien's.
They're in cans. The gold winners was Boyne Brewhouse for their IPA. I'm a huge fan of that beer. I really, really like it. Silver, Galway Hooker for 60 Knots. And 8 Degrees for their Citra Single Hop IPA, which you love also in.
Yeah, Citra. Just in my face.
And bronze, our friends over in Brew Brewery for their Ree.
Yeah, well done. They always seem to win a medal when they submit beers to the World Beer Awards. Pale Ale category then, so we have Wicklow Brewery again, Hop Nut, Grey Ale, that won awards last year as well. Session IPA, no surprise, Little Banging by McGargles, and seasonal beer, Rising Suns. Mayhem.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have all the lists of these in the show notes anyway. It's a PDF document that's quite hard to decipher.
How are you getting on with this beer? Because mine's gone.
I'm finding it a bit perfumey.
Do you want me to finish it?
If you want to.
It's definitely something that you have to drink extra cold. I think if this one warms up, it's not going to be too
Just that perfume character from the fruit, like it's a little bit too much for me. But you know, I think it's maybe a bit of a stretch as well to call it an IPA.
I liked it.
I don't think it's bitter enough personally. But.
Mine's gone. On to Henrietta the Hen.
You had a bit of a giggle about the Henrietta the Hen can.
I know.
So, like at the end of the day. The cans are the future for IPAs, I suppose. Like, more and more Irish beers in can these days. So while you're pouring that, just go through some current events and news. So Double Irish, the famous 8 Degrees Double IPA, is back. Literally landing or in off license around the country this week in the 330ml bottles.
I think I did see it pouring somewhere in Waterford as well. So
yeah,
be
and
on
kegs
tablet,
are out
so,
as well.
Yeah, so yeah, very much looking forward to that beer returning. It was one of my favourites when at one of the All Techs a couple of years ago.
Mm.
Yeah, the Actually, that was the old tech we had Miles here for.
Miles, yeah, indeed. That's a great, actually, I'll take that one.
That was brilliant.
Galway Bay are opening another bar in Kilkenny. And also, sadly, they're closing the Dark Horse in Black Rock.
Is that confirmed?
That is confirmed, yeah. So, I think tonight or last night was their last night. So, unfortunately, it's just not worked out for them out there. But you look, the way they operate, they're able to open up a new pub to replace it pretty quickly.
Close one opens. Meh. Much of a muchness.
Next in the beer festival calendar, we're actually coming into the busiest time of the year now for Irish beer festivals. So,
and how can I just say, how awesome is it now that I am Monday to Friday and I can go to everything?
It's great.
God, say it like you mean it, honey.
It's fantastic.
It just means we can go to everything now.
Yeah, like I'll be bankrupt by the end of the year. But yeah, so over the next few weeks, all the major Irish beer festivals are kicking off. First up would be the Great Irish Beer Festival down in Cork. I was at that last year, went up and down for the day.
And our really favourite band is actually playing at it, Le Galaxy.
Well, they're not my favourite band, but I do enjoy them.
Oh, I love them. I think they're great.
Well, that's only because he looks like Pete McCary.
Yeah, well, he does. But yeah, I'm actually gutted that I'm missing that one.
Yeah. Oh, well, sorry for surprising you and sending you to see your friend in Cardiff.
I know, the excitement. Jesus. And apparently there's actually a cider festival on while I'm there, so may or may not get to that. But I'm very, very much looking forward to going to Hobby Craft to pick up some crochet supplies while I'm there.
And then quickly following on from that, the weekend after is ABV Fest in Belfast. So we missed last year, sadly, but we will be at this year's version. We're going up on the Saturday for the afternoon session, and we're going to be staying overnight. So hit us up with any recommendations for beery spots in Belfast, and we'll probably be hitting Drinklink on the way back through Newry. Maybe the Vineyard, is it, as well, up there to pick up one or two bits?
Shall we go to the mall?
So why not? It's like Pokemon.
And then is it the week after that then, the RDS returns?
Yep, so the RDS is back.
So that's three weeks in a row, back-to-back festivals.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Jesus Christ, me liver.
And that's not all. You know, like next week, we're off to the Urban Brewing preview. We're doing a tasting of the Priory Original Sin in the Brickyard in Dundrum. So it is going to be a pretty busy few weeks. Mm. Boys, we're in the real kind of business end. Actually, next weekend is the Big Grill Festival. So there's loads of craft beer there as well. So get your meat on, get your beer on. You know, like I think...
So that's four weekends back-to-back beer festivals.
It's one of those things where you're becoming selective about what you go to, what you can...
But sure, we can go to them all, apart from the great one down in Cork.
Yeah, well, I might go down, up and down on the day. I haven't decided yet, but I doubt it. It's captain's prize at the golf club that weekend. So.
And we all know you don't play very well when you're drunk.
No, I don't want that hassle of standing over the first tee and just really knees shaking, hands shaking, and just closing my eyes and swinging and hoping and not having a repeat of the day after my wedding where I hooked it into the car park. So thankfully that doesn't happen too often anymore. But yeah, like it's busy, 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 and it's great to see, like I suppose I've actually noticed a good few Irish breweries now, particularly ones at Export, are actually going off and attending events all over the continent. I know Sean Colohan started a new blog and he was in Paris and they were at a beer festival there and he said he bumped into Rick from Kinnegar.
Really?
So it's like...
I have a lot of reading to catch up, so yeah, I apologise, Sean, I actually haven't read
Sean's blog is great, yet. It's really informative. Obviously, Sean is pretty much an expert when it comes to kind of Brett and wild beer.
Can I just say, what a lovely guy.
Yeah, and
met him a few times now at a few different events, and Carla, lovely, lovely person.
Yeah.
Really lovely couple.
So, that's one of the blogs I'm enjoying reading at the moment. Hopefully get back into writing a bit more seriously. I'm working on one or two pieces at the moment.
I have a whole load of ideas in my head. It's just figuring out the time to actually, you know, type.
Hmm. Bought your laptop and everything, and you still have done nothing. I'll be confiscating that thing off you.
Life is just hard.
Bring it on the bus.
Do you know? Ooh, I never thought of that.
No, you didn't. Up here for thinking, you know?
Jesus, I never thought of bringing it with me.
Well, so we'll see. It's all about quality, not quantity, you know?
Wow! What a brainwave.
So, Henrietta the Hen, West Coast IPA.
Yes!
Nice label again. Really simple, green and black, stands out a good bit.
Did you know there's a hen fact? Hens communicate with more than 24 vocalizations, each with a distinct meaning, including warning friends about different types of predators and recommending great beers.
That might be a bit of a stretch.
We made the beer part up. Did not know that about the hens. 24 no. vocalizations. I think we could be great friends, me and a hen. Me and my different pitches.
Is it Moana, the Disney film, that's a really crazy looking hen? I reckon that's you. That's just you.
And
like,
you know,
after Hagstravaganza, that was definitely you.
When you talk about the crazy hen from Moana, I actually, one of the people that I follow through crochet on Instagram actually crocheted the crazy hen from Moana.
But isn't his name something like Bill or Dave or something?
Something completely normal. Normal
that,
to you and me.
That was definitely you after Hagstravaganza.
The hen?
Yeah.
I was dying a death.
You were a broken woman.
That Hagstravaganza broke me.
Mm. Well, you know, be thankful that you...
Broke me more than Killarney did.
Wow. Yeah, Hagstravaganza was an absolutely unreal event. Like, obviously, I've written about it in a good bit of detail. Real great template for what breweries can do in Ireland when the legislation goes through, because it's been approved by Cabinet now, so... So hopefully we'll see a situation where there won't be too much technical tweaks to it.
It was a great event from the get-go. It was a brilliant, brilliant day. I just had so much fun catching up with so many friends and seeing a lot of our beery folk that we know and meeting new people at the same time. I had some really, really good beers too. Can't remember an awful lot of them. I did try to go outside the whole Irish beerness. I tried to stay away from them because they're probably beers that I'm going to be able to get here anyway. So I did want to try.
Well, one or two of them, no.
Well, the ones I know that I can't get, I tried. Mm. I do remember that. But like even seeing Chris Traynor, ex Galway Bay head brewer.
Yeah.
Now working for White Frontier. It was great to meet him and his partner there and catch up and have a beer. We tasted his beer as well, which is quite good. I had a Flanders Red.
Yeah.
Was it from Orsep?
It might have been.
I really can't remember the beer.
Didn't take any notes.
Yeah.
I generally try not to take notes at a festival. I just kind of...
Was too busy having fun.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
I do know the Bourbon Barrel Aged Black Bar was absolutely superb because that was the last beer I finished on. But there were some cracking beers, the Double Bastard by Stone, the Barrel Aged Apple Sour that they did with McIver's was really good. 8 Degrees. Eldervesen.
Beautiful. Bottle that shit, guys, because that was really good.
It was just really, as I said, it felt like when I was a kid and I used to play like climbing trees and stuff in the local wooded area, and there'd be loads of elderflowers around, and that just smell, when I smell it, just brought me right back to that period of my childhood.
Like, great. I've actually seen a lot of people make elderflower cordial. You could try it.
Yeah. For what reason? Just to have?
For the crack.
For the sneer.
For more experimental stuff.
It's like the grapefruit rattlers we experimented with, actually. They were quite nice.
Yes, and I still have to write up that blog post.
Still waiting, yeah. Just wouldn't want to be under any pressure, would you?
No.
I must say, the Henrietta the Hen actually tastes quite good for its ABV.
Tasted it without cheering?
Yeah, I was fed up listening to your gas, so I had to have a mouthful. Like, I think... there's a lot of flavour in there for that ABV.
Jesus.
Definitely tastes a lot better than it smells.
I have to say, I did make a grimace face when I smelled it, because it doesn't smell that nice, but is that just because with the remnants of the peach
beer could be, it could
in the
be
glass?
That. It could be that we didn't.
Shame on us for not
rinsing
our glass.
We didn't have a second glass. What are you doing? Amateur hour here.
Anywho. we're going to go back to the World Beer Awards now. So, Sour Ale, congratulations, 8 degrees for your Wayfarer. Controversial. The rye category. Guinness Rye Pale Ale.
Not even going to comment about that because it is terrible in bottle.
Flavoured Stout, Storm Crow Brewing for their Night Watcher won bronze. So well done. And why are you leaving the country with one of the best beers?
Well, you know, he's got a great opportunity in fairness to him. So good luck to Jason.
Yeah, well, don't leave without giving us some samples or at least meeting up so we can try it. Wayne has just spilled his beer.
No, I
well
haven't.
Done, honey.
Caught it before it fell.
Hopefully my notes survive.
Well, you nearly finished.
For Stout, congratulations, Brewdove, overall winner. Gold, Rising Suns, and then Silver, Galway Hooker for their Irish Stout.
Yeah, well done. Sweet Milk and Oatmeal Stout category. Again, Lochgill with their Rebel Stout series, Imperial Oatmeal Coffee.
Imperial Oatmeal Coffee Cream Stout. Can you not read my writing?
Your writing is like spider crawl.
It's not as bad as your blurb.
Well, I know I write like a doctor. I'm not ashamed to admit that. But stop writing on me. And Strong Porter, Guinness West Indies Porter. Now, if these lads couldn't make a porter, you'd be very bloody worried.
Well, my dad actually really likes that one.
Yeah, West Indies isn't bad, but it's not the best of the Guinness beers. Like, the best is Special Foreign Extra. Then Foreign Exports, FES, just the two best in my opinion. And obviously the Antwerpen as well is really good. So Bavarian Hefeweizen, Freiweiss from Franciscan Well, and a gold medal for Wicklow Brewery Weiss Beer. But I think the big thing, the Irish beer scene is obviously catching up quick to its peers internationally, and the McGargles won Best Overall Session IPA in the World Beer Awards. And that is a phenomenal achievement, considering some of the beers they undoubtedly would have been going up against in that category in particular, because there's so many really good session IPAs out there.
Do you know what I would love to know?
Yes.
If they stuck to their characters, who would Little Bangin be? Ponder that thought.
Well, I was going to say you could have a baby, like, you know, Bam Bam.
I was thinking that
from,
as well.
From the Flintstones.
Oh, God.
With the club.
Zing!
But I think the alcohol drink aware crowd might not be too much of a fan of that.
That's probably like founders having the baby on their breakfast out.
Well, they had to get rid of the baby on
their
breakfast
out,
didn't they? Yeah, so.
Because
clearly you're going to feed your baby an 8% breakfast out.
Yeah, but seriously, congratulations and well done, guys, because that is really an amazing achievement.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
World's Best Session IPA is from Ireland, Wayne. How does that make you feel?
Makes it feel good, but also it kind of vindicates my opinion on some of the beers that we're producing in this country now. Like, we don't necessarily have to go chasing the kind of Michaela, the Two Olds of the world, the Cloudwaters, even though we do and we will, and we'll always chase them because we're like the Pokemon collectors, we have to have them all, but it's a real indication that fresh beer being made in Ireland is being made of really top quality now. Like, you know, if you take Whiplash, they're doing a tap takeover in Brewdog Clerkenwell in September, and Body Riddle.
I have alerted our London friends about that, so
yeah.
Don't miss it, guys. I know Tom Burrows said he was going to.
Beers,
it's already in his calendar and stuff like that. So, London friends, don't miss out because they are one of Ireland's best breweries and making really, really good beers.
I actually think Body Riddle is the best beer I've had this year. Like, I love Saturate, but Body Riddle is just a much better beer technically.
Well, yeah,
I can't wait to see what's coming next. So, like, so far this year,
We should have probably be taking note about the beers and everything, but so far, I already know my beer of the year, and it's well noted that it's from an Irish brewery. So, Foggy Juice, Rascals.
Oh, Foggy Juice, yeah, sensational stuff.
Amazing.
Sensational, and they've actually got they're bringing out a.
And it's in can, and I need a can.
They're actually bringing out, I think, a New England Pale Ale.
Ooh.
Next, because I just saw something on Twitter and I was like, ooh, that sounds really good. But knowing Emma and Carl, they put so much research into Foggy Juice. Like, I was talking to Carl extravaganza, and he said like they went through about 5 or 6 trial batches before they were happy with it.
And then nailed
it. It really showed, because I like that night I drank, I was like, pint please. And he was like, we'll do a serving pints. I want a pint of that because it's so bloody good.
If you serve it in pints, you would pay for it.
Well, yeah. Like.
But anywho, moving swiftly on.
That's a separate story.
Yeah, so well done to all the winners in the World Beer Awards. Obviously, we just focused on the Irish lot, but there will be a link in the show notes to all categories and all winners. So check it out for yourselves. On a last note, I would like to say how much I enjoyed last Friday night.
Oh, yeah.
It was completely random.
I didn't enjoy it the next day.
I had, early in the day, I had a DM from Our Happy Travels, who I've been following for quite some time on Instagram. They travelled quite a lot the last time they were in Germany for about a year. When I found out that they were coming to Dublin, I reached out to them and said, hit me up anytime that you want to meet up for a beer. So Lolita actually sent me a DM last Friday to see if I wanted to meet up. So I said, sure, yeah, why not? I finish at 2 on Fridays.
See this? Do half days on Fridays?
I know, it's amazing. Do you want to meet? Do you want to meet up? So she said, yes, obviously. Who doesn't want to meet me? And we
can't breathe.
We went to Ruin Bar and had a great old time. Now, we only intended to meet up just for a couple of drinks. And by the
That's
time
that famous last words, yeah, right there. Well, we'll meet up for a couple.
We just clicked straight away. She's a lovely, lovely person, great personality, serious about our beer, loves being in Dublin right now. And
who can blame her?
I know. So then 4 o'clock came, and I text you to say that I actually didn't make the bus home. You finished work early, came and met us, and then Steve came to meet us as well. And for Jesus, we went on a pub crawl.
Yeah, I really did regret that standing on the first tee the next morning, having to drive down to Dunmurry Springs.
It was one of those unplanned and random nights, and it was just so much fun. So from Ruin Bar, we went on to JW Sweetman. We had to show off like the Dublin scene to them.
Well, of the Dublin scene. When we were,
well, obviously not all of it. It's going to take a few trips to do that. There's just far too many good beer bars that we need to show off. But when we were in Sweetman's, you really, really enjoyed their porter.
Yeah, it was on the nitro tap.
Oh, it was nitro?
Yeah, really lovely and chocolatey. It was just so good. I was like, bloody hell. And he said, oh yeah, we've actually tweaked the recipe to bring the bitterness down a little bit, because I think some of the tourist guests were finding it a bit too bitter. I was like, bloody hell, that is lovely.
Well, you did do a boomerang on your Instagram feed, or on your Instagram stories, about the whole settling.
Yeah, like it looked the part almost. You could nearly be eating it with a spoon. It was really thick and luxurious, as you'd expect from a nitro beer. But it had a lot of really chocolatey little hints of coffee beans.
I know Lolita really nice. And Steve quite enjoyed that as well. That's where Steve actually came to meet us in Sweetman's.
Like, to be, like, Sweetman's is a great bar in terms of value. Like, if you're a member of the Brewers Guild and you can sign up at any time, you can...
That discount card is amazing.
You get a little discount on the beers. Like, the seasonal special at the minute, I don't know if there's any of it left, is a New England IPA.
Get on that.
Really good.
Amazing.
Really good.
Really lovely beer.
Tad, tiny bit more bitterness than to style, but a really tasty beer anyway. And obviously drinking the cask barrel head pale ale as well, because they had that on cask and draft on the same day.
Yeah.
Was really good.
So let us know when the launch night is for the New England IPA.
I don't think they're having one. I think they said this one they're not, but they'll have one for the next one. So, like, the lads in Sweetman's are running we had a bit of food and we had a bit of banter with the lads. And
yeah,
we went from there across, walking on our way to Brewdock, and we ended up stopping in Piper's Corner. Now,
New bar alert.
Now, from my understanding, this is a partnership between one of the lads that was either in the Wolftones or the Chieftains, or one of those traditional Irish music groups, and one of the investors behind Atherstown Brewery, so based down in Dunbrody in Wexford. So you go, anyone who knows Dublin City Centre, Sean O'Casey's up the road from the Flowing Tide, was your stereotypical inner city Dublin pub. Like there's Briody's, it's just a further bit down the road, the Confession Box, all kind of places that the locals would drink in. Now, I am going to be writing up a separate barfly kind of post about this place, but we went in and I recognised the guy behind the bar straight away.
Oh yeah, we just didn't know where
he was. I was just like, I know you from somewhere. And I was like, I've obviously done something to annoy this guy. I was like, no, you have that fear for a second. And then he was, oh Wayne, how are you doing? It's like, then the penny dropped. He used to be the manager down in Granger's. So we got chatting away and he kind of said that at the moment they're not doing any food, but they're hoping to have like food pop-ups every now and then. It's very heavily traditional Irish music, but they have a really nice offering of craft beer and bottle and draft. I think I had the, was it the Atherstown Pilsner I had?
Mm-hmm. I had the Hurler from Four Provinces.
Was it the Hurler or the Piper's IPA?
Oh, yes, it could have been the Piper. I just saw...
Stephen Lillith had something else.
I can't remember.
I think Lillith had the Grapefruit IPA by...
possibly, but there's a lot. Nice there's a lot more to come from these guys, from what we were talking to the manager about, and as you said, Wayne, we'll be covering that one in more detail.
Yeah.
And then a night out is not a night out unless we finish in the Brewdog.
Yeah. Well, it's right next to where we get the bus on. It would be rude not to.
I remember having. Did I have Rando? Is that the beer?
Carazine,
the black IPA.
Yes,
That's actually really nice.
Sub Solar, I think.
The double dry hopped.
It was okay. I didn't really enjoy it that much. It kind of beer that was a bit confused for me.
Yeah, Saison doesn't scream at them to me anyway. So.
But we had to introduce them to Irish beer by having a round of Foam and Furies, and that's what we finished the night on.
Yeah.
And we all had a great time.
Great night.
Cracking night. It just goes to show that old saying, the unplanned nights are usually the best ones, because I was suffering the next morning on the drive down to Dunmurry, and I was like, oh, well, at least the restaurant might be open. I might be able to get a bacon sandwich. Absolutely not. I had to make do with eating a bloody bag of crisps at like 7:30 or 8:00 in the morning or whatever time was horrible.
I was grand. I was fresh as a daisy. Couple of hours extra getting sleep. Old. Rolling over. See, the water. I was drinking water in between, and I'm telling you, if you're on a session, drinking glasses of water or pints of water on your way really, really does help.
Mm.
Drink sensibly or drinkaware.ie.
Yeah.
Hey, there's a new sponsor.
But yeah, it was a great night. Hopefully we'll meet up with them again soon. So coming up.
So check them out on Instagram. They're at @hoppytravels.
Yeah, we'll have a link to their profile and a link to Mark's as well. Antraman, he puts up some really good photos on his Instagram account.
He's
and his stories are actually good fun. I think he was in Tato Park today.
Yeah.
And he was having a bit of a laugh there, but he said it's not the last thing he needed hungover, because I think him, ooh, Mark, Beardrawl, and our Hoppy Travels were all out last night together as well.
That was the
Urban Brewing preview.
No. On his story, that was the... What the hell do you call that thing?
Roller coaster.
The roller coaster. Thank you very much.
The wooden roller coaster.
For Jesus, you were only a few minutes drive away from us. You could have called in for a cup of tea if you wanted to, Mark.
Yeah, I doubt he probably wanted to go home and lie in his bed. But yeah, like it's just really good. We're heading into festival special time. Obviously, coming up next for us, the tasting with Priory Brewing on Tuesday.
If you're about Dundrum, pop into the Brickyard.
It's directly above the Bilali Lewis stop.
And come and enjoy the madness. We haven't figured out how we're doing it. Are we doing it through Periscope or tweeting?
We might do it on Facebook Live. If I get a decent...
and the guys from...
I'd be able to use a laptop for Facebook Live.
The guys from Priory Burn are going to be there as well.
Yeah, and Quiva from the Beer Club will be there as well. And if you can't make it, join in with Twitter anyway. Any of the subscribers... join in, and thebeerclub.ie actually have a special on the Original Sin,
€4 for €10.
It's brand new Irish brewery based in Tala, the first brewery in 250 years in that part of the world.
I'm not too sure if the bottles are available anywhere else to buy. I know it's on draft in
It's in draft in a few places around town, but I don't know how many accounts would have it on bottle. Maybe local off-licenses in Tala. But the beerclub.ie do deliver. So you will be at Wilder Online tomorrow, because this goes up on Sunday. You'll be at Wilder Online on Monday and have it delivered for Tuesday. But yeah, so...
Or order online tonight, because it's Sunday and you still have time.
Yes, exactly. So as soon as you order this, and we don't get commission for any orders you send.
Right, I'm starving. Order this Chinese. Good luck, guys.
Thanks very much. See you the next time. Cheers.